Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do! That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.
Welcome, humans and halibut, friends and fronds, to another episode of Tales with a Whale, with the only big blue whale slash marine biologist turned marine podcasting host, me, Betty the Blue Whale. I'll be your MC of the evening, if MC stands for massive cetacean, because as a blue whale, I am the biggest creature to have ever lived. Wait a second, you might be saying, what about the dinosaurs? Yep, blue whales are the biggest, including bigger than all the dinosaurs. Pretty cool, don't you think? Regular listeners of all our series here at Go Kid Go will probably know me from my time spent with those aquatic adventurers Xavier and Atlas on the Whale of a Tale series. Well, now I have my own show, and every week we bring you some fantastical facts about everything from flukes and flippers to other fascinating finds in the ocean. And every Friday, we test your knowledge from the week on our weekly Underwater Quiz Fest. Tonight, I am joined in the famous underwater studio with the All Clam Jam Band and my top pal, Bubbles the Seahorse.
Howdy, y'all. Is everyone ready for another weekly Underwater Quiz Fest?
Ready as you can get, Bubbles. How about all of you at home? Oh yeah, and don't forget to keep score, because at the end of the show, we will be passing out impressive titles for anyone who plays. Will you be a junior underwater explorer? Or maybe a leader of the deep? The only way to find out is to play, so let's get started.
Well, I can't wait to see what everyone gets this week. I'm going for Master of the Sea myself.
I believe in you, Bubbles. You're so sophisticated.
Oh, shucks, Betty. You're making my fins turn pink. Let's get to some questions.
You got it, pal. Everyone ready at home? Then let's do this. Question one. What is a blue hole? A, a blowhole on a blue whale. B, a black hole, but it's blue. C, a sinkhole that forms in the ocean. Or D, none of the above. And the answer is C. A sinkhole that forms in the ocean. Blue holes usually have banks made of coral or limestone and are recognizable by the deep dark blue in their center and the lighter blue that surrounds them nearer to their shores. Question 2. What is the biggest blue hole in the world? A. The dragon hole. B. The fish hole. C. The big hole. Or D. The great blue hole? And the answer is D, the Great Blue Hole. The Great Blue Hole is aptly named, measuring as the world's biggest blue hole at 1,043 feet across. However, the deepest blue hole in the world is the Dragon Hole, which is 987 feet at its deepest. That's way deeper than I'd like to swim, that's for sure. You guys are doing great so far. Let's keep it going. Question 3. What is the name of the albino humpback whale that lives off the coast of Australia? A. Migaloo. B. Migamacallit. C. Old Whitey. Or D. Vanilla Ice? And the answer is A. Migaloo. Migaloo is an albino humpback whale, which means he is completely white. The local Aboriginal collective near Hervey Bay, Australia, where Migaloo frequents, named him Migaloo because it means white fella, Pretty accurate name for a white whale, don't you think? Question 4. What kind of sea creature can change its shape and color to imitate other animals? A. The copycat fish. B. The mimic octopus. C. The chameleon octopus. Or D. The Jodie Benson fish. And the answer is B. The mimic octopus. The mimic octopus shares with its octopus brethren the ability to change its color to blend in with its surroundings when predators are around. But it also has the unique ability to change its shape to look like anything from lionfish to jellyfish to sea snakes. I bet they krill it at the local talent shows. All right, moving right along. Question 5. What kind of animals can be found in the Great Blue Hole? A. Only fish. B. Only sharks. C. Fish and sharks and other reef creatures. D. Trick question. No animals live in blue holes. And the answer is C. In the Great Blue Hole, you can see different types of reef fish like parrotfish, as well as sharks like the Caribbean reef shark, and even hammerheads and bull sharks. I bet everyone is crushing these questions so far. The next one is a bit of a toughie and will really test if you are paying attention this week. Are you ready? All right, let's do it. Question 6. What is the name of the special pigment sacs that allow the octopus to change color? A. Paint points. B. Chromatophores. C. Pigmentation sensations. Or D. None of the above. And the answer is B. Chromatophores. Octopus can change these chromatophores at the drop of a hat to blend in with their environment. The word chromatophore itself is a combination of chromato, which means pigment or color, and phore, which means carrier. So chromatophore means color carrier. Can you think of any other words that have chrome in them? I bet they have something to do with color. Question 7. Why does the mimic octopus change their color and shape? A. To hunt prey. B. To hide from predators. C. A and B. Or D. None of the above. And the answer is C. Scientists believe the mimic octopus changes its shape and color in order to get closer to prey, as well as hide from predators. That seems pretty handy, which is good for octopuses. I think they can always use a hand, since they only have arms. Okay, friends, time to add up your scores. If you scored 1 to 3 points, great job! You've earned the title of Junior Underwater Explorer. If you earned 4 to 5 points, then guess what? You're officially a leader of the deep. And if you scored 6 or 7 correct answers, then take a bow. You've earned the rank of Master of the Sea.
Shucks, I didn't get Master of the Sea this time, but I still had a lot of fun.
Me too, Bubbles. You'll get them next time. Okay, everyone, we've reached the end of another episode. Thanks to everyone for playing our weekly underwater quiz fest. So long and happy swimming!
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.